Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 14th of July. Over the weekend, US President Trump declared the Strait of Hormuz to be open for free. Yesterday, Trump declared the Strait of Hormuz to be open for a 20% fee. Shipping data suggests that the weekend's declaration was not universally believed. And if ships doubted the ability of the United States to secure the strait on Monday with no charge, it is not likely that they will be going full steam ahead to engage in the same risks for a fee of up to $30 million per supertanker. The reported Iranian toll at a flat rate of $2 million per ship was not economically significant. A 20% tax would be more economically significant. First, because it's about 15 times the size of the mooted Iranian tax. And second, because it's charged as a proportion of the cargo's value. That means that the US tax would exaggerate the effects of any future oil price increases. The announcement and the presumption that this will keep the strait effectively closed to shipping in the near term has caused the oil price to jump higher. We are still well below the crisis highs in oil, but Trump's reversion to a seemingly favoured charge 20% for everything has shaken the optimism bias in markets. Watching the direction of US gasoline prices domestically in the coming days might be an important signal as to how serious this threat should actually be taken. We hear from US Federal Reserve Chair Warsh today giving testimony to Congress. Warsh does not want to give forward guidance, but that's not necessarily going to help reduce the risk premium in financial markets at the moment. An indication of how Warsh thinks oil prices might influence policy setting in general would be appreciated. Already, economists and bond traders are deeply divided over the likely course of action of the Federal Reserve. We heard from the Fed's Waller yesterday, who was warning that a higher core inflation rate might necessitate a US rate increase. Core inflation still has a sizable oil component to it, most notably embedded in things like airfares. However, Waller also said that it was not obvious that the Fed's balance sheet was causing any problems. These positions counter the stated opinions of Trump and Warsh respectively and suggest that Warsh has a lot of work to do in attempting to coordinate the views of the Fed into a policy consensus. We also hear from Bank of England Governor Bailey and other members of the Bank of England today. China's June trade data is due with expectations of ongoing export strength. China has been successful in avoiding many of the tariff obstacles of the last 18 months. One area of particular interest will be the exports of the electrification big three: lithium-ion batteries, photovoltaic solar cells, and electric vehicles. The value of these three was close to record highs last month, and the trend has been a rapid acceleration of exports here since the start of 2025. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.